Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, the weekly update of marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. Mark Zuckerberg laid out his plans for augmented reality. It is still his big belief that augmented reality will become the next big platform after the smartphone. But he's realistic. He thinks that it will happen at the second half of this decade, probably closer to 2030 than to 2025. And Facebook wants to be a leader in this new platform. So they have a big team working on a hardware device, augmented reality glasses. Even though they believe that only in the second half of this decade we're going to see the real good stuff, that won't stop them from releasing one of those devices probably in 2023 or something like that. And they believe that a set of glasses should take over all the functionalities of a smartphone and add a whole new dimension to that. It's also rumored that Facebook is creating its own operating system for that, so that if AR should become the next big platform, that they're not depending on Android and Google as they are now. So they're placing a big bet on this, and it is Mark Zuckerberg's belief that this will become the next platform to connect everybody in the world. 23andMe, one of the leading genetic test companies where you can test your own DNA and see how what your heritage is and which disease you are prone to get. Well, 23andMe now developed its own drug in-house. And this is a big disruptive move in the healthcare industry. This is a DNA testing company that has developed a drug based on the data that they have from the millions of users in their platform. They're not going to bring this product to market themselves. They have a license deal with a Spanish pharmaceutical company, and the disease is focused on skin diseases like psoriasis. But it's interesting to see how a DNA testing company is now moving into the field of pharmaceutical research, and in a pretty short amount of time, they were able to create their own disease. So this could create a new set of competitors for traditional pharmaceutical companies, where they are going to be maybe the distribution network for high-tech companies that will come up with high-tech solutions for certain diseases. This could become a big revolution in healthcare. Walmart is rolling out their inventory bot system, and these inventory bots, they drive around in the stores through the aisles and they check which products are out of stock, and then automatically they will reorder them. They're going to introduce 650 of those robots in the next 6 months. They already had a few hundred, so by this summer they will have about 1,000 stores that are equipped with these bots. They have about 5,000 stores, so they still have some work to do, but it's incredible how fast Walmart is deploying all kind of new technologies, and these inventory bots is just another example of that. I know many of you are watching this from Belgium or the Netherlands, and there was big news in the Benelux. Amazon is coming to the Netherlands, and probably a month from now they're gonna fully start with engaging into the market here. And this is going to be interesting to see what will happen. Traditionally, Amazon goes for full dominance in the market. And one of the tricks that they use is, of course, price and excellent service. So this is going to become a challenge for retailers over here. It's going to be a challenge for the local e-commerce players like Coolblue and Bol.com. But I think mainly for traditional retailers and smaller e-commerce stores, this is going to be an issue to see how aggressively Amazon could come to this market, and it could completely change the dynamics of the market. I think for traditional retailers, this is the moment really to start thinking about how they can differentiate, because price and product and logistics won't be possible anymore to win against Amazon. So it's going to be by investing in the human part, in excellent service, in personal service, that will probably be the road to differentiation. But we're going to see how this goes in the next few months. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video, subscribe to the channel. I wish you a fantastic weekend, and I hope to see you again next week for a new video. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.